Our part of Texas. I love that. Our part of Texas. Rob doesn't live down here. He's not from around here. He's a weather guy who sometimes probably wishes he
lived. Yeah, I'm sure. I caught that too.
Except during the summertime, but that's okay. You know, we're more than happy to adopt him, even though he doesn't talk like us. It's okay.
He seems like a nice guy.
You ain't from here, is he?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, so now I'm going to back away from a promise that I made in the last half hour, and I have a very good reason why. We're going to talk about shaving, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Guys who shave their face, not their head. I don't know. We might go into the head shaving, too. But guys who shave their face, and what's the most efficient way to do that, okay?
With a belt sander.
Nah. But I was reading a story about this out of a newspaper from another state, a rather long article about shaving. And actually, one of the people who has done research on shaving for actually several years works at Texas A&M University.
Really?
Yeah, kind of a sideline deal, not even his real job. And so I was just on the phone to him a few minutes ago, and we're going to make arrangements to have him on the show next week.
Wow.
So we can talk about the most efficient way for guys to shave their face.
Now, that is
because
just
I want you
riveting
to think
radio.
About this. Well, of course it is. That's what we do here is riveting radio.
I've got a flip clip if you'd like me to post it.
Okay.
Well, you can shave right here on the air.
Yeah, boy, we just we might do that.
I want to hear that scratchy sound.
But we did, you know, a few years ago, we talked to the people at Gillette because they had talked about something that I just didn't believe, and we'll get the guy who we're going to talk to about this next week to comment on it.
Well, what was it you didn't believe?
That men shave the same area of their face over and over rather than just make one pass.
It depends if I didn't get it the first time.
Well, but see, that's the thing, and then we'll get into this, you know, whole nine-blade, you know, cartridge and all that sort of garbage and that stuff. So anyway, but we'll talk about shaving next week. And the most efficient way, because there's kind of been a retro move towards shaving.
And well, there's
going
also
back to
big,
the safety blades.
I've heard of that. Do you think it has anything to do with kind of the cultural obsession with mustaches?
Well, it might. It might.
Well, facial hair's back.
They even had mustache. I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday to buy some decorations. They had mustache decorations.
Okay, now, Kat.
Yes.
Okay. I want to explain to you what we normally do is we don't name businesses.
Okay.
And so what we would do in a case like that is, let's see, you went to a craftatorium is what you would call it.
Okay.
See, or we have a groceratorium or things like that. Okay. So, but I'm just telling you, I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying that generally we come up with some sort of a generic whatever and it ends atorium.
I
see. That's how we do it.
The hobbyatorium.
Yeah, so good you were. To know.
Yeah, well, that. But it could have been, you know, the other one in town or any of the others in town. But yeah,
I was
like
lobbying
that.
My craftiness.
Oh, very
at
nice.
The local.
So anyway, so you were doing that, and what were you looking for? What?
I was looking at Christmas decorations, but they had ornaments shaped like mustaches.
Really? To hang on your tree, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
No, to hang on the dining.
Yeah, good. <you're laughs> <right. that>. Yeah. All right,
they were actually in the wedding decorations.
Yep. Okay, so if given the choice, who do kids prefer behind the wheel, mom or dad?
I would say mom.
Kat?
Probably mom as well.
The majority of 1,000 kids between the ages of 5 and 7 feel safer with dad behind the wheel.
Really?
Yep.
Well, their dads probably don't do a lot of things that maybe Kevin and my dads do while they drive.
Why is
I'm
it automatically
listening.
You
I'm
assume
listening.
That I'm doing yeah. something?
No, I'm
no,
not
you're
you,
dad.
Your dad,
yeah.
Kevin. Wait a second, do you have a guilty conscience?
No,
do we need
I just
to address something
thought
here?
You were throwing an assumption out there
oh, yeah,
for
no,
a minute.
Just, no, that your dad was...
Because you just said you'd feel safer with your mom driving.
The assumption had to do with your dad's driving ability. So anyway, what's wrong with mom? Apparently her mouth. The kids say mom is more likely to use bad language
really?
While driving.
Are you serious?
How? Also, I want to be in the cars right now. Just kids looking over, you know. Kids looking over. Well, or, you know, or it's dad, and they've looked at each other and gone, boy, remember the time that mom? Yeah, anyway.
My question is, which one's more likely to reach back and smack the kids?
Well, that too.
To tell you it wasn't mama.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. The kids say that mom is more likely to use the bad language while driving. Dad also edged out mom when it came to parking ability. Kids can get pretty annoyed when riding with grown-ups. Here are their 3 worst driving habits. Getting road rage and shouting at drivers, singing out loud or too loudly, or listening to terrible music. Well, don't listen to music. Obviously, we have that one solved.
Just on
for
Tuesday.
You. That one's tough. Yeah, except on Tuesday. Some
musical Tuesdays.
If I remember Tuesdays. Yeah. So there you go. Again, getting the road rage and shouting at drivers, singing out too loudly, and the thing is, kids, don't you hate it when your folks try to sing along with the song and they don't know the
Absolutely.
Words?
Absolutely. I even remember that. While we're talking about kids, daughter had a spelling test yesterday.
Oh, did she?
How'd she do?
She missed one.
Okay.
Very proud of her.
Way to go.
How many words did she have to spell?
12.
Okay. All right.
So as we were talking about how she had done at school that day, she asked if they had invented school when I was a kid.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPS.